Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
It is time to check in with that dude. You can find his work at Forbes.com and on the Hall of Justice and Sports with Friends podcast and weekly throughout the baseball season. Here on The Fan, he is our national baseball insider, Seth Everett, and there he is on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. How are you this afternoon, Seth?
I'm okay. I'm, you know, bummed like everyone else is. It's okay.
Yeah, I really thought going into early in the series, and we talked about this a little bit with you, I said that I'm picking the Brewers to win it in six, but if it goes seven, I think that the scales tipped in the Dodgers' favor. I changed my tune because of how the pitchers were used. I really thought coming back to Milwaukee with your one and two starters on the mound for game six and seven, and really a pretty well-rested bullpen, including Josh Hader, who then they didn't even have to use in game six, I thought, Seth, this team is sitting pretty heading into Game 7, and it just did not play out the way that that they had hoped it would or had expected that it would.
Yeah, I mean, and I saw a lot of conventional wisdom that shows, you know, how many times can you go to the well? And there's an argument for that. You know, this is an infancy experiment. You know, this is not a proven thing that the Brewers were using their bullpen for most of a series. The question then becomes, Game 7s are different. And this was some point that I made. I apologize if I didn't say it to you guys, but after the Yankee Athletic wild card game, the A's went with a bullpen only situation. They used six pitchers. And the comment that was made, and I thought this was accurate, is in a win or die situation, you are asking six guys to be 100% on their game. And Craig Counsell, after game one, made a comment. Whenever he was asked about bullpen, he said, if you notice, we don't do that. We don't use these guys so often in make or break games, must win games. We love having a cushion for these guys, and that's something that they have thrived with. And then all of a sudden, the cushion goes away. And so for the Dodgers, who have a great offense, it's not a historically great offense. It's a good offense. And if you have that kind of an offense and you're continually going to the well, eventually they're going to score runs. And that's what happened. I don't think Puig had a great series, but he got a big hit in a big spot.
But your offense is what let you down at the end of the day. It wasn't necessarily to me about the pitching. You needed more than one run in that baseball game in order to get it done. And in the other games where they went extra innings, they couldn't score in that game either. That to me really is what it's all about.
Correct. And in, you know, we talk about pitching because that was where, you know, this game kind of got away from Milwaukee. But the thing that Saturday night that you're noticing is their pitchers did a great job. Like, their pitchers deserve a lot of the credit. And that's where, you know, it's very one-sided to say that when we lose, when I'm saying we, like I'm the collective we, when we lose, it's all on our offense. Or it's all on our pitching. They were playing too. And, you know, Dave Roberts did a pretty decent job, and I thought their pitcher stepped up in big spots. People want to point to the Brewer hitters that didn't perform. That was seven games. And Christian Yelich, if you take a seven-game stretch in the middle of August, we're not even looking at his numbers. But it's the biggest stage, and their pitchers rose to the occasion.
Yeah, Seth, immediately after the game, I thought a lot of stuff that you said over the season, you seem to be correct on a lot of them. But I immediately looked and see who on the roster, how long you have them, what spots you may want to improve. And we just had a conversation a second ago, and we were thinking maybe second base and catcher. Other than that, I think they can sustain this for at least 3 to 4 years. And I'm saying that based on how long they have control over Yelich. That's going to be my barometer to see how good they can be back in this position again. So those are the two positions that I would upgrade if I had my, you know, had my way. But other than that, I'm excited for the future.
I have no reason to think that we can't go into next season with the same kind of anticipation. I think, obviously, you know, we talk about the ascension of this franchise, and it went in one direction. And, you know, the conversations we had last year to this year are very different. And one of the things that we'll watch in the offseason is, you know, what are the steps? You know, baseball is going to go through a lot of issues. There's going to be collective bargaining. There's going to be a lot of stuff. And the Brewers example is going to be used as a big example because the union is going to fight and say that there's got to be rules. You can't do this. You can't start Wade Miley for a third of an inning.
Right.
He didn't even get an out. You know, like, you can't do those things. You know, I just think that, you know, this team did that out of necessity. And I mean this sincerely. I don't think Craig Counsell is reinventing the wheel. I think if there are starting pitchers that you can acquire, this team had $110 million payroll?
$108
million? What is it?
Yeah, let me get, I got the exact number for you.
108?
108-982-016. Okay. I don't know
Thank
why I need
you.
Another 16.
I round to the nearest tens of millions of dollars.
Good for you.
110.
That's how you handle your bank account, too. How's that?
Well, just say, I don't write checks. The idea that you're talking about a team that has clear-cut weaknesses. You know, if this team had Cole Hamels, and I'm not blaming them for not getting Cole Hamels, they won the division. But if this team had Cole Hamels, they're not starting Wade Miley game 5 and game 6. They did that because they didn't have the starting pitchers. So for me, you keep that bullpen and you focus and let that continue to be a strength. And you don't need Clayton Kershaw, but Clayton Kershaw might be out on the market. Like, Madison Bumgarner is going to be on the market. Like, go out and do that. Get a healthy Chase Anderson. Have Ulysses Chacin as your three. Build a rotation around depth so that you can continue to have the bullpen be its strength but not have it be its lifeline.
I'm talking with Seth Everett, National Baseball Insider, here on the Wendy's Big Show. That being said, though, Seth, I agree with you on some level that they did what they did out of necessity, specifically the shenanigans with Wade Miley, which I loved, by the way. I love gamesmanship like that.
I loved it. Yeah, but we haven't spoken since they did that, right?
I don't think so. But
no,
as far as the whole thought process of, I don't want a guy 9 times out of 10 to face the opposing team's lineup for a third time through, I don't think that that's going to change any soon. There will be exceptions to that rule. If you can get a Clayton Kershaw or if you can get a Madison Bumgarner, those guys are not going to be the norm anymore. I think for especially an organization like the Brewers, you're going to see more of this only asking 5, maximum 6 innings out of a starter on a given night and then hand it over to a bullpen like the Brewers got.
But that's different.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But that's different because in a short series situation, what they were saying is, in a regular season, they would throw Gio Gonzalez against Clayton Kershaw and say, fingers crossed, let's do it. But you're saying in that situation, we don't have the matchup. Like, if you went into that series and you saw every pitching matchup, they did not have the pitching edge in any of those games. So the only thing they had was to utilize their weapon. The difference in the regular season and the fact that it's a marathon, not a sprint, is – like, Hader can't have 110 appearances. You know what I mean? Jeffress, and we need to talk about Jeffress, because I think Jeffress hit a wall. Two things about Jeffress. He either hit a wall or he's hiding an injury. And the only reason why I say hiding an injury is because we saw exactly that from Yu Darvish last World Series.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Yu Darvish all of a sudden was this great starter for L.A. He was midseason trade. He came in. Yu Darvish, you know, stunk it up in the World Series. And then magically had an injury. And that's why I said to the – remember, I was on your show, and I said, don't sign him. I don't want him. When the Cubs signed him, I said, don't sign him. He's a mess. Don't do it. You don't do that. And I admire Jeffress's competitiveness. I am not questioning him. But what I'm saying is there is something called hitting a wall when you're a pitcher. And sometimes trainers call it dead arm, where – you are not physically hurt. you throw as hard as you can, and for some reason the velocity is not there. And something happened with Jeffress's location, and I'm saying he's either hurt or he is he just hit a wall. And if he's hurt and he didn't tell them, then there's a real problem, because there's a rule in baseball. And you're a position player and you play hurt, that is considered heroic. Think Kirk Gibson. But when you're a pitcher and the mechanics of pitching are such that everything has to be so precise, if you are injured in any way, even if it's not a major injury, your velocity will be affected, your location will be affected, and you could hurt yourself.
That's Seth Everett, our National Baseball Insider. Find his work at Forbes.com. Also on the Hall of Justice podcast and the Sports with Friends podcast. Always a pleasure, Seth. Thank you very much, my friend.
Guys, we'll talk soon.
Yes, we will. And he joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval process from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our communities since 1935.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.